The spirit of man cannot face it alone unless we have the spirit of God. Apostle Paul say that we serve God with a renewed spirit. The spirit of God will replace our spirit when we are born again. And we see that life will be changed when we rely on the Holy Spirit of God to take full control of our spirit. We'll find ourselves living in a different way, and we'll be able to adapt to the challenges that is passing across our life. Let's go to John chapter 3. And as we bears 5 and 6 upon the visitation of Nicodemus to Jesus. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is the Spirit." Lord, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. We bless you, we magnify you, we come before the name of Jesus. Open our minds to understand Scripture. Help us, Lord, to adjust, to adapt to the scriptural things, to the doctrine that you have given to us, and through it we have life and life eternal, life to the full. I pray, O Lord, I pray you open the eyes of your people. I come against the spirit of blindness, spirit of spiritual blindness. I rebuke in the name of Jesus. I pray that tonight you will drink from the living water, from you, Lord Jesus Christ, from the Holy Spirit, that you will send to us tonight and to renew us and to fill us and to revive us, so that we can serve you with the newness of the Spirit. Anoint my lips and direct the message so that your sheep will be fed and, Lord, our thirst will be satisfied. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, we know it very well that we are born by the water and by the Spirit. Born by the water is to be born by the flesh. And then you are born again when you receive the Spirit of God, that take over of the Spirit of man inside you, and you will be born again by the Spirit of God. We know that very well, but after we are born again, certain time we forget to walk by the Spirit. We want to walk by the flesh. Many believers, at certain time we forget to switch off the flesh to switch on to the Spirit. In the book, in verse 8, in the same chapter, John 3, 8, they went to Beloved where it listed, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it come, and whether it goeth. So to every one that is born of the Spirit. So they hear the Spirit is like a wind, and give birth to people who are to be born again. And the same Spirit would take us and move us in the direction that this is not in our thought or mind. But we need to give way to the Holy Spirit to lead us. We should not let the flesh or the soul of man to get full control on us, but let the Spirit of God, let the Holy Ghost take full control and lead us where God wants us to go. In Romans 8, what are the privileges? As we are born by the Spirit, we are saved. In Book of Romans chapter 8 verse 22, we had studied some of these. Certain time we are thinking by the flesh, but God wants us to think by the Spirit. When we think by the flesh, we are dead. But when we are thinking by the Spirit, we are alive. Romans 8, verse 22 and verse 23. What are the privileges as the Spirit leads us? For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also which have the first fruits of the spirits, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the redemption, to wit the redemption of our body. So here, one of the things that we will receive as we are born again by the Spirit of God, our body will be redeemed upon the second coming of Christ. And until that will come to take place, the Spirit inside us will groan. Because once the flesh is not yet redeemed, there is fear, there is doubt, and we need to guard ourselves very well. And that's where the value of when you read the Bible daily, you get inviting the Holy Spirit to assure you. When you pray daily, when you give a time to sit with God, to speak to Him, and He will speak to you, are allowing the Spirit of God to take full control and penetrate the areas of your life that had not been surrendered to Him, that had not been touched by Him. You will also allow Him to calm your fears and also your anxieties. What kind of spiritual food you are feeding yourself? YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and also gossips. That will almost try to kill the Spirit of God that you have received upon being born again. And your groaning, your grumbling, your fear will be increasing, and this is the value of reading daily the Bible. Once you wake up, you give time to it. Yes, everyone knows that you have much work, but that much work will give you more hard time if you will not give time to read the Word of God, because your spirit needs to be fed by the Word of Truth, so that the Holy Spirit will come again and you will be able to climb mountains, overcome obstacles and difficulties. In the same chapter, verse 26, what is the value that we have the Holy Spirit? And that has replaced the spirit of man, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us with the groanings which cannot be uttered. And He that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because He maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Now here again another help for us by the Spirit of God through prayer. To say that the Spirit help our infirmities, our weaknesses. When we are weak, when we are sad, when we have more problems, we need to come to God in the prayer. How many of you, when you see yourself already drained out, you cannot move on more, how many of you have said to sit down and pray? How many of you thought to sit down and drink the living water? The Holy Spirit will come to you when you start to pray. It helps us in our infirmities. And you know, not what we long to pray. We don't know what to do. And that's the time that we need the Holy Spirit to lead us. And that is the real time that we need the Holy Spirit to speak to us of what we need to do. Give time for prayer, give time to sit with God, give time to speak to God, and you will see after a few minutes when you're sitting with Him, you already there is some darkness move away, because the Spirit of God is a light for our soul and our spirit. You say we don't want to pray, but the Spirit to make it intercession for us. As we start to pray, the Holy Spirit will go ahead of us and will connect us once again with God. We don't know what is in the mind of God, we don't know what is the thought of God, but the Holy Spirit, as we start to pray, will reveal to us things, will give us direction, will give us hope, and will show us where God wants us to move. These are all the privileges. We are forsaking it by missing the daily Bible reading and missing daily sitting at the feet of the Lord, speaking to Him, open your heart to Him. That's what you see here, groaning, for we know not what we should pray, for as we ought, but the Spirit make intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered. You don't know what you're going to speak. But as you allow yourself to be opened up to God, the Spirit will connect you with Him, and you will be able to grasp what is in His thought and what is in His mind. And when you're going to know it, that's where the revival will start. Early morning when you wake up, you are burdened with a lot of things, right? A lot of things that you need going to do. And you don't know how to carry on. We don't know how to push the whole day. And that's where the importance of Bible reading and prayer, be at His feet, reconnect with Him, allow the Holy Spirit to direct you and lead you to His heart, and will show you what you need to do. In verse 27, and He that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. He know what is in the mind of God, the Holy Spirit, and He will tell us, because He maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. As we pray, as we read the Bible, we'll be more convinced about what is the will of God for us. And certain times through prayer, they are making us happen. There are things, because that is the work of the Spirit. Once we start to pray, and if we get the way that the Holy Spirit is leading us, there will be miracles, there will be changing of situations. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, so when we are born again, inside us there is the Spirit of God. We need to work on this more, not on the flesh, not on the doubt, not on the grumbling, not on lack of faith, not on impossibilities. Let us give chance to the Holy Spirit to lead our life, to make our day a better day. And that's where the Spirit of man is moving, by the guidance and leading of the Holy Spirit. In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, and verse 7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. If you go back to compare this verse with the Romans chapter 8 and verse 26, It says that the Spirit help us in our infirmities. And it says there is groaning, here there is fear. When we start to pray, when we start to read the Word of God and feed our soul and spirit with the Word of God, we'll find the Holy Spirit working. And what the Holy Spirit will give us? He will not give us fear. Anxiety goes away, sadness goes away, the Spirit becoming more big, and instead of that you will find yourself to have love. What else? Power and right mind, right thought. And that's where when we are attacked by trials, bad news, the first things that we should not forsake is reading the Bible and praying. After that, the Holy Spirit is going to revive us. Instead of fear, we will go away the fear and we will get love and power and the right mind to think of what is the plan of God and what is the next step that we need to do. In the book of 1 John, so the flesh entertain worldly things. The flesh would entertain and led by wrong spirit or spirit of error. But God wants us to be trained to be led by the Spirit of Truth. The Spirit of Truth gives us power, confidence in the Lord, faith. It gives us also love to persevere, to overcome, love to forgive, love to give, love to accept the enemies, love to accept suffering, and also give us sound mind, right way of thinking. People who are having trials, most of the time when they are in trials, they take wrong decision. Why? Because they don't entertain the Spirit of God. They entertain the spirit of fear, spirit of error, spirit of the world. And we need to differentiate between these while we are passing through hard time. In the book of 1 John, chapter 4, let's hear the point. See, now when you come to read that, you will understand. You see, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world. And the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God hear not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Now we go back verse by verse. You say, beloved, believe not every spirit. When you wake up in the morning, even before you meet anyone, there is the Holy Spirit option in front of you, and there is the Antichrist spirit, spirit of error, spirit of lies, spirit of falsehood is there. He say, don't believe every spirit. You must know how to choose, how to get the right way, how to get the right spirit. You say, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. He say, already they have gone out, not that they will come. Already many who speak lies and false prophets, they are already spread. And the evil spirit also going ahead of them. But he said, you must try it. Now I'm going to try the spirit. At that time, when John the Apostle wrote his church, the false prophets, they were teaching that Christ did not come by the flesh. He was a spirit. He told them, anyone who say that Christ did not come by the flesh, he's Antichrist. Now that based on what he said, John? Scriptures, very good. I like the scriptures. How we can catch the evil spirit that leading us wrong? We must go to the scriptures. That is here, the references is the scriptures. When we go to the scriptures, we can catch what is the spirit of God and what is the spirit of lies and falsehood. He gave them scriptures because the scriptures speak that he was born by the flesh. So in the same way, even during the trials, during the project, go back to the scriptures, read the scriptures daily. Before you judge the situation, get your Bible and read, because your spirit is already off. Get it on by reading the Bible. After that, pray. After that, you think with the situation. You're in the right mind. Because you will compare everything with the scriptures. He frankly told them, this spirit is Antichrist, opposite of Christ. Whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. He's not telling it will come, be careful. He already is there. The spirit of falsehood, Antichrist, is there already. The spirit of error is there. We need to find it out. Where we are led? Are we led by the Holy Ghost or by evil spirit? And that's the only hope we can for us is the scriptures today. That will give us assurance, will not confuse us. I will tell you something. What we are seeing with our eyes, is completely different of what is going on in the spirit around us. One more thing, what we see in our eyes is completely different with what the scriptures speak. But I'll tell you something, and that's the best medicine I believe. We should not believe people, we should not believe even our own eyes. We should only believe the scriptures. Because through the scriptures, we can see what is in the spirit and what is in the mind of God. In verse 4, how he encouraged them. He said to them, you are of God, little children. So he's not speaking with giants. He's speaking with their little children. All of us little children, if you compare the pressure that the hell is sending on us from demons, and lies and manipulation and intimidation and also deception and manipulation and injustice and corruption and oppression, we are the children. But see what he told them, and have overcome them. He said, you are the children, but you have overcome them. Based on what? He said, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. What is in us? Is the Holy Spirit. Now when I give way to the flesh to lead me, that's the reason I am overcame. Because I give way for the flesh to lead. That's where the anger, the revenge, the fight, the arrogance, all this the work of the flesh. Laziness, cheating, lies. But I can overcome by allowing the Holy Spirit to move in me. You see, they are the Word. Therefore speak they of the Word, and the Word heareth them. Now here, another things that help us to differentiate. After the scriptures, we go to the situation. Is the situation is what the Word is speaking? When the Word is speaking a certain language, those who does not belong to God, they believe and they follow. But we should not go in the way they follow. We should have a different way. He say, they speak from the world point of view, and the world believe them. That is here, he gives them another way with whom you go and which way you follow. Now the Holy Spirit gives you something. Through the scripture, he sends you the Rhema word. Okay? Now you need to go to apply it. When you apply the word of God, when you apply what you receive from God, those who belong to God, they will listen, and those who does not belong to God, they will not listen. And that's the way to differentiate. That is not the way for you to be get discouraged. Have you get the point here? If the people will not listen to what the Holy Spirit speaks, that is normal, because we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. If they don't know God, they can't hear us, because we are speaking the word of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, when you stand in front of authority, not you will speak, but the Spirit will speak through you. If they don't know God, we will not expect that they will hear us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Now here's the point, when we come to know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error, we come to know also the people who belong to the truth and the people who belong to the error. After that, don't allow your flesh to entertain the results. Most of the time, when people does not follow the truth, and we can see them, they are not following, we are allowing our flesh to sympathize with those people. And that's where one of the pitfalls that let a Christian get discouraged and surrender to the will of devil. Let us be open to the Holy Spirit of God. Let us see things not with our eyes. If we will go to the history of certain things and events, it may pass across your eyes as the usual events. But when you go and connect it together, 1, 2, 3, you will find that that is not the flesh working. That is the Holy Spirit, but you did not discern it. You did not see the Spirit is working in this direction. When you are not catching what the Spirit is doing, that is another way that devil confuses you. That is where you are thinking that you are already defeated. But since you go back and check the data that had across your life, few days, few weeks, few months, and you will find there's some divine connection in events that the scripture has stated. That will encourage you that you are still working and walking with God, and God is walking and moving through your lives. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So the first part of the message, don't allow the flesh to operate. give way to the Spirit, and thus by reading the Word, praying, and after the Spirit starts to operate, he gets the Word of God, he gets the Rhema Word. After you get the Rhema Word, you start to apply it. When you apply it, you differentiate between the spirit of error and the falsehood and the spirit of the truth. Then you stick to the way that God is leading you. Don't again allow the flesh to sympathize with those who are antichrist. Go a different way as the Spirit is leading you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 10, say about the gifts of the Spirit. To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of the spirits, to another the various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. One of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is to distinguish and to discern of the spirits. And that we should also cultivate. We may not be highly sophisticated because we may not have this gift. But as we are aware of what kind we are led, which is spirit, God will give us the truth that this is the right way. Continue it. And this is the spirit of error or falsehood or antichrist. We have to be away from it. Because when we entertain this evil spirit or wrong way, and the flesh give way, our days will be solemn, will be sad, and we are discouraged. And we are discouraged. That's why, let us put in our mind, let us see things in the spiritual realms, our Bible readings, our prayers, our meditation on the Word of God, getting to the events that had happened in the past, connect points, you can see God moving through points, then you can discern what kind of spirit you are leading on in your life. Let's all stand. Living by the Spirit is a mandate, is a blessing, is a blessing to others. Lord, I pray you, God, that I will feed my spirit with your word and prayer. I will allow meditation to discern what kind of spirit is leading me. Lord, in the name of Jesus, give me, Lord, discernment to distinguish kind of spirit that I am led of. Oh God, I commit myself to cut off things that cause my flesh to increase. Lord, help me in this life. Open my eyes, O Lord, to see the truth, to see what is going on in the Spirit, so that I'll be encouraged. I pray, O Lord, also show me dreams and visions, and show me miracles even small, so I can see you moving, so I can follow your steps. God, I pray for my brothers and my sisters. Lord, help them to understand where is the flesh is moving and controlling, so they will quit it, and help them also to hear your voice. Lord, I pray that they will keep time to read your word and to pray, so that the Holy Spirit will lead them to what is really in your mind, so that they will receive the spirit of love and power and they will have sound mind. I pray for sound mind for all the members and workers, those who are here and those in other places. I pray for love. They will have more love, O Lord. We'll have more power operating by the power of the Holy Ghost in our life, doing things by the power of the Holy Ghost, not by the power of the flesh, relying on your power. Lord, you are our strength and you are our power. God bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord, that you hang with us. Keep us, O God, from harm so that we do not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in His name. Amen and amen. Change my